Proclamation number 5470 of 24th of August, 1952. A guarantee of God's presence, works of love. Acceptance of the Word. I am always present to you as soon as you carry out a work of love. And this shall also be your guarantee that you then will also think and speak correctly, because I myself will not allow your mouth to express error. Therefore, a good person who always endeavors to fulfill my commandment of love cannot possibly think wrongly. But one thing is certainly possible, that he was previously led into a wrong knowledge and does not ponder about it, as to whether it is actually the truth. That he therefore represents teachings as truth because the right truth has not yet been conveyed to him and he does not doubt it. But then only one impulse, an awakening of his intellect is enough and he will now be taught by the Spirit within, the way it corresponds to the truth. I myself also allow doubts to arise in people who are lovingly active in order to then be able to convey the truth to them through my Spirit. But by means of perception, he will always come close to the truth because his activity in love guarantees it, because I myself am in him when he carries out works of love. This is why you, my servants on earth, will rarely encounter resistance from loving people when proclaiming the pure gospel but, on the contrary, you will experience great resistance where the person is without love. And this is self-evident because I myself am love and also truth. My adversary, however, is of a dark spirit and devoid of all love and, therefore, the characteristics of that one who can work in the human being are quite obvious. Without love, therefore, truth can neither be recognized nor accepted. And thus your first endeavor should be to convey the teaching of love to your fellow human beings, to draw their attention to the effect of a life of love and the consequences of the opposite, for love is and remains the fundamental principle without which there can be no truth and also no faith. To know everything else is not as necessary than to be aware that no one can become blessed without love. But as soon as a person lives by love, other knowledge will also be made accessible to the one and he will recognize the truth of it by means of a bright spirit, because the presence of love in him is the key to wisdom. You can achieve everything once you live by love. You attract me through every work of love and, together with me, the truth at the same time. The knowledge about spiritual correlations. You will be introduced to the deepest secrets and will also be able to understand them, because your spirit is enlightened through love and brightly and clearly informs you of everything that makes you happy and promotes your spiritual development. Therefore practice neighborly love and thereby be found close to me myself, and you will truly feel my closeness to be blissful. For I will give you everything you need and which will help you to become blessed. Amen.